With the pulling of the time certain item, we need to find about 20 to 25 minutes of other things. So I'm going to ask that we move 1281 into this slot, please.
1281, amend police review board code to implement a tentative agreement negotiated with the Portland Police Association to modify the stipulated discipline provisions.
And I understand Mark Amberger is here. Here he is. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Mark Amberg, the City Attorney's Office.
Did you want to give a presentation on this?
Oh, yes. Sure, I will be happy to do that. This is an ordinance amending the proposed ordinance to amend the stipulated discipline ordinance that was passed by council back in August of this year, which that was enacted pursuant to an agreement reached with the U.S. Department of Justice under the settlement agreement with the Department of Justice as part of the city's compliance with that agreement. The stipulated discipline in particular was implemented to help bring the city into compliance with the accountability provisions of the settlement agreement. When the August ordinance was passed by council to approve the stipulated discipline process for the police bureau, there were two or three amendments that were to the originally proposed amendments that were proposed and ultimately adopted by council. One of the the Portland Police Association, the union representing the sergeants, criminalists, detectives, and line officers in the bureau, basically objected to the amendments on the basis that the city had not fulfilled its collective bargaining obligations before implementing the amendments. After and they objected to implementing those amendments, and they also threatened to file an unfair labor practice complaint against the city because of the city had not bargained over those amendments prior to implementing them. We did negotiate with the union, and ultimately the agreement that was reached was the union agreed with all of the amendments with the exception of one provision.
Okay, I need you to stop shouting because you're interrupting the testimony. No, I need you to please stop interrupting the testimony. Listen.
Police commissioner.
I need you to either be quiet or I need you to leave. Those are your choices. Sorry, Mr. Amberg. Go ahead and continue.
Thank you, Your Honor. Or Mayor. So one provision of the stipulated, I won't go into the details of the stipulated discipline that was a process that was approved by council, but one provision would have allowed for, upon agreement of the union, the police chief, and city council, they could approve additional categories of cases, types of cases that would be eligible for the stipulated discipline process. And that was one of the provisions the union objected to. The original language said it could be additional categories of cases could be approved by the agreement of the union, the chief, and the commissioner in charge. The amendment was to remove commissioner in charge and say they had to go back in front of city council. So long story short on this, the agreement that we reached with the union was to delete that provision from the stipulated discipline ordinance. So if in the future, if there are any categories of cases that the union or the city believe might be eligible for the stipulated discipline process, we will have to go through a negotiating process with the union, and then ultimately make a decision by council would need to be made on whether to approve those additional categories of cases. So the amendment is just to remove that provision of code, which is subsection J2E of the Police Review Board Code, Portland Code Section 3.20.140.
And just to be clear, Mr. Amberg, that still has to be negotiated then. So we're not dodging the issue. We're just moving that to a later date. Is that correct?
Correct. If it means that if there is another category of cases that either side feels would be eligible to be included in the stipulated discipline process, that would have to be negotiated and approved.
Would this be negotiated in the upcoming collective bargaining agreement, or is this a separate issue? When would this be negotiated?
It could be either one. It could be brought up as part of the contract general contract negotiations, or it could be brought up as a separate standalone bargaining issue.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, colleagues? Commissioner Daly.
I'm struggling a little bit to remember this item because it came before us a while ago, I think, but I believe that was my amendment requiring these cases to come back to full council. So the ultimate outcome of striking this language is that they will come back to council.
The ultimate outcome is it would have to be negotiated with the union and come back to council for approval, yes.
Okay.
Very good. Public testimony on this item, Carla.
Yes, we have two people signed up. Please come on up, Dan Handelman and Maggie.
Good morning.
Morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and I was here in September, actually, when you passed the last amendments to this code. It was September 5th, even according to the paperwork here. And I'm a little bit even more confused now than I was when I came in this morning. The city attorney just said and confirmed to Commissioner Udaly that this doesn't change anything. The city council still has to approve whatever changes are made. So I don't understand why the PPA would want to get this pulled. My speculation, and that's all we have, since the PPA won't come here like the rest of the community has to talk to you about what we're concerned about, is that they pulled it out because it specifically said that the parts of the code that say what things can't be subjected to stipulated discipline are pretty much permanent and off limits for negotiation. And I think that by passing this, you're giving them back door to be able to pull out those very serious discrimination, retaliation, disparate treatment, excessive force, and deadly force cases. Because now it doesn't say you can't negotiate about those. So I think you should be really clear about what it is that you're passing and what it is the PPA's motivation was behind this. Because otherwise, it just seems like you're back at square by pulling this out. It doesn't remove your requirement to negotiate with them, and doesn't remove City Council's final approval on it. So I would call Darrell Turner up to testify on the record about what they're trying to do with this. I also should add that last time that I was here testifying about this code, we mentioned a number of things that need to be amended in the Police Review Board Code that never get addressed, even though it keeps coming back before council. One of them is in the settlement agreement. It says that the Police Review Board can send cases back for further investigation. That is included in the directive around the Police Review Board, but it's never been included in the city code. And I don't know why. It sort of seems like if it doesn't get included in the code, then if the DOJ leaves town and the police bureau decides to change the directive, that won't happen anymore.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Well, to that last point, presumably if it doesn't get changed in code, the DOJ is not going to leave town because they're not going to sign off on the settlement agreement having been implemented. To your previous point, it seems to me that this just clarifies who is doing the bargaining, and it would be the commissioner in charge rather than the whole council, and then the whole council approves whatever they come up with after a public hearing. That's my understanding of what we're doing today.
Well, then why didn't they change the code to say that? So what I'm worried about, Commissioner Fritz, is the lack of that language that prohibits bargaining around those serious cases going to stipulated discipline. That part of the code is now being removed by removing this entire paragraph. Because it says, with the exception of those things that are outlined in the previous paragraph, all these other things can be bargained about. But with it silent on that, that means they can go back to the table and say, we don't want We don't want these excluded anymore. We want the officers to be able to go in and admit to wrongdoing in these very serious cases without it going before the police review board. So I would recommend strongly that city council leave in the sentence that says, with the exception of what's in there, everything else can be negotiated by the commissioner in charge. I mean, you just change city council to the commissioner in charge if that's what the goal is. Otherwise, I think you're being tricked into something that maybe the negotiators and Mr. Amberg didn't notice.
But the code already says what kinds of case of investigations are
excluded. Right, exactly.
But are eligible.
Right. It says what are eligible, and it says what is not eligible. Right? The previous paragraph that was referenced.
Yeah. So why is that not clear?
What's J1, the paragraph that's referenced, is the paragraph that says what you cannot send to stipulate discipline, not the things
that
are.
And we're not amending that. So if we were going to amend that and add these more egregious cases.
But by saying that, with the exception of those categories, these other things can be extended. So that means by removing that, they can bargain to get those other things put into the stipulated discipline.
But then that would have to come back to council to change.
Sure, it does. Sure, it does. But I just want to make it clear that, you know, the reason those are excluded, those are the kinds of cases that are very important to the community, and they shouldn't be subject to stipulated discipline. So the code was clear about it, and now it's not as clear about it.
I guess we maybe have a disagreement. So I think it's now even clearer.
Commissioner Udaly.
Commissioner Fritz, I'm glad you feel that way, because I feel somewhat responsible for this confusion, and I agree that if they didn't want to accept the amendment, we should have just reverted to the original language. That would make more sense to me. But if you feel that we're actually in a better position, then thank you, PPA.
Well, let's chew on this a bit. Let's hear out Maggie, and then maybe we can have Mark come down back. Thank you.
I want to thank Cop Watch for their testimony about code wording, because I think this is our democracy at work, where I like to think of democracy as a car with manual transmission, and we, the people, need to manually work on it and tell you guys how we want things worded and coded. And the reason I want to compare this to federal policy 811, which is our housing policy, which was very poorly worded and written, and so many things were left out of it, which left the contractors the ability to define what housing and social services would be, and which is why we've got so much, caca going on in there. And we need to have a very specific... I agree, there is a possibility of retaliation happening. Like, when I talk to cops, some of them want to listen to what I have to say, and others, you just see the light go dead in their eyes, and they just don't. They just hate, the situation with poor people. And it's like they don't feel like we deserve any rights. And I was just at the Human Rights Commission Council this past Thursday, and, of course, it was the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on December 10th, and I think we really need to look at the Cop Watch, thing as from a human rights perspective. They're, we need you guys to protect us, not to assault us.
Thank you. All right, good. Mark, could you come on back up, please? So you heard the back and forth on the issue of stipulated discipline and the exception categories. Can you give us your perspective, please?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Again, Mark Amberg with the City Attorney's Office. A couple of points. First of all, with regard to the union's collective bargaining rights, that's a matter of state law, and the the union can always put a proposal on the table. There's nothing that prevents them from doing that, regardless of whatever code provision we're talking about. We would just need to evaluate whether it's something that the city is required to bargain over or not required to bargain over. So that's not going to change regardless of whatever provisions city council might put into city code. The second point I want to make is that it should be kept in mind that this stipulated discipline process comes out of negotiated amendments to the U.S. Department of Justice settlement agreement, which basically contains the same language. And to change, if there was going to be a change along the lines of what Mr. Handelman was suggesting, even if somehow council was willing to go that direction, it would require another amendment to the at the current time the U.S. Department of Justice settlement agreement, which would require approval of the Department of Justice as well as approval by the federal district court, Judge Simon, at this point. And the final point that I would make is that I agree with the comments that were made by Commissioners Udaly and Fritz that this actually, in my view, actually clarifies that there's taking out this out of city code in any way the possibility of creating an exception, another exception of a category of cases that would be eligible for stipulated discipline. I believe the code is very clear at this point, particularly with removing this section. There are certain cases, types of cases that are not eligible for discipline that Mr. Handelman mentioned, and there are very specifically defined cases that a limited category of cases that are eligible for stipulated discipline. But the more serious cases, discrimination, uses of force, disparate treatment, retaliation, officer-involved shootings, in-custody deaths, those, it's very clear in code at this point in time that they are not eligible for stipulated discipline. And to change that would require further action of council as well as amendments to the U.S. Department of Justice settlement agreement.
Very good. Any further questions? Please call the roll.
You, Daly.
Well, thank you for explaining that to us. You know, perhaps more than any other bureau, I feel with the police, the entire council is held responsible for our policies and for the actions of the police, although the mayor is the police commissioner. And this item or this disagreement just kind of highlights a couple things for me. One is the need for the council to be engaged in these conversations before they come up on the agenda. Two is for clear legal guidance. I would have never offered an amendment if I had known it could provoke a lawsuit or that it was in violation of some other rule. So that would be appreciated. I do feel like the reaction of the PPA was unnecessary, as you know, my intent was, because we are held responsible as a body for the police, that we be responsible as a body for that oversight. And so I don't appreciate the response, but I do appreciate their ultimate proposal, which, as you explained, makes the policy clearer. So I vote aye.
And, Commissioner, if I might, just to clarify, there's nothing unlawful, so to speak, about making an amendment. And the unions always have a right to, they choose whether to assert their collective bargaining rights or not. And they, in this case, the PPA elected to assert their collective bargaining rights here, but there was nothing per se unlawful about making a proposed amendment. So, but
all right,
we
well,
can discuss. I'd be happy
better.
To discuss.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to discuss with you further.
Yeah, I feel like I could use some more information.
Fritz.
Thanks.
Thank you for your work on this. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for bringing this clarification. Commissioner Udaly, for being supportive of it. it's, as Commissioner Daly said, all of us are involved in police accountability, and ultimately the commissioner in charge, which is the mayor, has the most, and I can't imagine any commissioner in charge agreeing to the kinds of light sentence in an egregious case as a matter of stipulated discipline. That just wouldn't make any political sense, never mind moral or ethical sense. So I'm very comfortable with this. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Thanks for your hard work on this. Appreciate it. And thank you, colleagues. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.